Welcome to our Bone Density Test Guide. Over the next few minutes, we'll share information to help you prepare for a bone density test. We'll also provide information on what to expect both during and after the procedure. After you finish listening to the procedure, please visit our website for more detailed information on bone density testing, including illustrations of bone anatomy and other bone-related procedures. Let's begin with a description of the procedure. Bone density testing is also called bone densitometry, bone mineral testing, or BMD. It's used to measure the mineral content and the density or thickness of bones. The interior structure of bone is similar to a sponge or honeycomb. The sponge-like network of bone is made of protein and minerals. Minerals, such as calcium found in milk, are deposited into the bones. Calcium is the most abundant mineral in bone tissue and hardens the bones. Bone density testing detects bones that may have low mineral content. These bones can become weakened or brittle and may break or fracture easily. Bone tissue needs nutrients like calcium and vitamin D and weight-bearing exercise to stay healthy. Intake of calcium-rich foods helps to make strong, healthy bones. Throughout your lifespan, the body constantly breaks down or reabsorbs old bone and replaces it with new bone. This process is called remodeling. During childhood and young adulthood, new bone is formed faster than old bone is removed. As we age, however, this process slows down and new bone isn't formed as fast as it's broken down. In order to develop and maintain healthy bones, it's vital to get the daily recommended amounts of calcium and vitamin D. Depending on the results of your bone density test, your doctor may prescribe treatment to strengthen your bones. A bone density test is not the same as a bone scan. A bone scan detects bone cancer, infection, or degenerative bone disorders, while bone density testing screens for low bone mineral content. So why have bone density testing? Primarily, bone density testing is used to diagnose osteoporosis, a condition in which bone gradually loses calcium. Low bone mineral content causes the bone to become brittle, thereby increasing the risk of a break or fracture. Bone density testing can provide valuable information about bone health without waiting until a bone breaks. The complications of broken bones resulting from osteoporosis are often severe, particularly in the elderly. Earlier identification of osteoporosis can lead to effective treatment that may prevent bone fracture. Bone density testing may also be used to determine potential for future bone fracture, to monitor the effects of treatment, or to confirm a diagnosis of osteoporosis in a new fracture. Be sure to check with your doctor to find out when you should have a bone density test. Bone density testing is recommended by the National Osteoporosis Foundation for all women over 65. Your doctor may also recommend bone density testing for reasons other than osteoporosis screening. What are some of the risks associated with a bone density test? The amount of radiation used during a bone density test is considered minimal, so the risk for radiation exposure is low. If you're pregnant or suspect that you may be pregnant, you should tell your doctor beforehand because radiation exposure during pregnancy may lead to birth defects. There may be other risks depending on your specific medical condition, so be sure to discuss any concerns with your doctor prior to the procedure. What should you do to prepare for a bone density test? In general, there's no specific preparation. No fasting or sedation is required. Recent bone scans or procedures using barium can interfere with test results. Barium tests may leave residual mineral deposits in the body that can falsely increase the density measurement. Bone scans may falsely decrease bone density readings. If you have had either of these tests, inform your doctor to determine how much time to allow between the tests. Based on your medical condition, your doctor may request other specific preparations. What can you expect during your bone density test? While your doctor may give you more specific instructions, the following general guidelines apply to most people. Before entering the procedure room, you'll be asked to remove any clothing, jewelry, or other objects that may interfere with the test, and you'll be given a gown to wear. Next, you'll be asked to lie flat on an X-ray table. Your legs will be supported on a padded box, which helps to flatten the pelvis and lower spine. The technologist will use all possible comfort measures and complete the procedure as quickly as possible to minimize any discomfort or pain. A photon light beam will pass under the table beneath you. At the same time, an X-ray camera will scan your lower spine. Images of the scanned bones will be projected onto a monitor. Your foot will then be placed in a brace that moves your hip into position, and the imaging procedure will be repeated. The final imaging procedure will involve the radius, one of the two bones of the lower arm. The computer will calculate your results to determine the bone mineral content. The bone mineral density will then be calculated by the radiologist. After the test is completed, what do you need to do? Generally, there is no special care after a bone density test. Depending on your particular situation, your doctor may give you additional or different instructions after the procedure. Your doctor will provide you with your bone mineral density score. This report provides the results on the overall strength of your bones. Depending on your score, medical treatments prescribed by your doctor can help to increase your bone density for healthier bones. Thank you for listening. We hope you have found this description helpful. Please visit our website for more detailed information on bone densitometry tests and other health topics and procedures.